I'm Jane Bartlett. I facilitate the Fourth Tuesday Grief Support Group here in Richmond, Missouri, along with Mary Alice Blakeman.
All right, Jane, you guys have a Blue Christmas interfaith service coming up. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what this is and what you guys will be doing?
Well, next Tuesday night, December 23rd at 7 p.m., we're gathering at the United Christian Presbyterian Church that's located on Highway 13 North, going out of Richmond. It's 501 Spartan Drive. And we're going to do some scripture reading and some prayers. We're going to be talking about our feelings when sometimes Christmas is not as happy for some people as it is for others. And we're going to say that's okay. It's normal to be sad if you have reasons to be sad. It's normal to feel alone if you are alone. And at this time, many people experience depression and sadness because the world's going on very happily around them, but they're missing someone and missing them very deeply. So our Blue Christmas service will be a time for dealing with these feelings. It'll be a time for remembering loved ones and remembering the losses that we've had and lighting a candle of hope for the future, because one of the things we do know in dealing with grief, sadness, and loss, there is always hope, but we sometimes have to look very hard to find it.
Very good. Now, if somebody happens to have a friend, family, loved one, anybody who they know is feeling upset and they know is feeling lonely having those feelings of just, you know, they're not happy like everybody else is around this time of year, what's something that they can do to help them get through that or possibly to just let them know that there's still somebody there for them?
Well, actually, one of the good things to do is just simply to say, I care. We cannot make other people feel the way we wish they felt. It's impossible. And to tell someone it's normal to feel sad, other people feel sad. Yes, I understand, and I'm here for you, and I care. Not give advice, because giving advice doesn't usually work, but to let someone know that no matter how sad they feel, there is someone who cares for them and who is there for them. Maybe take a covered dish to someone or some baked goods and have a cup of tea with them. There are many people who are lonely and sad who aren't driving anymore, to offer to take them to see the Christmas lights. Anything that helps people know that there are those out there who care about them and they are not alone.
All right. Now, once again, if they know somebody who's in that situation and maybe they're a little bit hesitant about going to this interfaith service, maybe they're, you know, embarrassed or it's hurting their pride, what would you tell them?
Well, I think the best thing you can do for someone, if you know that getting out and going to a service like our Blue Christmas service would be helpful, would be simply to say, I'm going because I really want to know what they're doing, and I think it will help me, and I'd love for you to go with me, to offer to take them, to bring them, to let them know that you will go with them. Sometimes we need someone's arm to lean on to give us a little courage or a little strength, so that's what we tell people about our Fourth Tuesday Grief Support Group.
Very good.
Bring somebody if you're worried about them. Don't just tell them about it, but, you know, offer them a ride and bring them to it. And sometimes that can be the catalyst that gets people out of their loneliness.
It's wonderful to hear that people are taking the steps to help others around the holiday season. A lot of times anymore, you see that people are very to themselves, and with the way that our world is, sometimes it's hard for people to see the light and see that there are still good souls. So it's wonderful that you guys do this.
Well, I appreciate that, Ashley. I tend to believe the world is full of wonderful people. I run into good people all the time doing good things for others, and I truly believe that most people intend good for one another. And I really believe that we were born to live in relationships. And, of course, as a Christian, I believe that includes relationship with my Lord. But I do believe that being in relationship with one another is so essential to our well-being.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for taking your time to talk to me, Jane. Is there anything else that you would like to let listeners know about your service?
Well, only that it's open to all. And it's at 7 p.m. December 23rd at the UCPC Church here in Richmond. And we would very much welcome anyone to come, and they will have an opportunity to light a candle to help put light into the darkness that sometimes comes at this time of year.